Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card, making personal loans more personal.
If you haven't heard about Knickers the cow, please go Google an image of him. He's a steer, a neutered male, but he's massive. He measures 6'4" up to his shoulders and towers above the rest of the herd. Because of his height, two things have happened. He's escaped the usual fate of cows as he's too big to go into an abattoir. He's also become a worldwide star. On the line is the owner of Knickers, farmer Jeff Pearson. Afternoon, Jeff.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. When did your family first start to think that perhaps Knickers was bigger than the average steer?
We always saw Knickers as a standout steer, and probably 2 or 3 years, or probably 2 years of his time in our property, we thought he was always going to be a standout steer.
Right. Okay. And what has his job been on your farm?
His job's been a coach. Like, we buy a line steers in over time to coach other cattle around, especially weaners, and he was brought in for that reason. So that's pretty much where he's sort of stayed.
So he'd be in the field with the other cattle, and they'd follow him around, basically.
Correct. Yeah, and yeah. They still do. Yeah.
And do they recognise him as another cow? Given, because if anyone's seen the pictures, that's weird.
Yeah, that's right. So they obviously look up the Knickers, and whatever Knickers does, they all follow.
Yeah, and presumably he eats considerably more than the other cows.
Yeah, he'd be probably on a ration of about 15 to 20 kilos at the moment, so it would be supplemented between grain and grass. So he definitely have a smorgasbord of whatever he needs to eat.
Yeah, and normally what would the course of his life have been? Would he have gone to the abattoir by now?
Yeah, most of the time those style of animals would be probably processed within about probably 24 to 32 months of age. So he's obviously lived a lot longer than that. So he's there as part of the furniture at the moment.
Yeah, and as I understand it though, now it's too late. He'd be just too big.
Yeah, too heavy, way too heavy. We've tried to put him into a position where he can be processed in the local sector, but we've got denial all the way along.
Yeah, because nobody could accommodate that.
Way too big.
And now, obviously, you're talking to a radio station in Ireland, but it seems like the media reaction to this has been absolutely enormous.
Yeah, look, in the last 24 hours, I've spoken to probably nearly all of the world. Every country has contacted me in regards to Knickers, and we put the case forward, and he's definitely got some exposure.
Yeah, and how did it first get out? Did you put a picture on your Twitter account or something?
No, not at all. It was just like we actually thought we would put him into the country show just for a bit of promotion. We've got a few issues on the east coast of Western Australia at the moment, or Australia at the moment, with drought, and we thought we'd expose him to an auction system. And then to be processed, and that never happened, and we never got processed, and we never actually contributed his finances to the rest of the country, so it never happened.
Right. Okay. But because of that, it seems as if the world took notice of Knickers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So obviously things followed on from there, and he got a little bit of exposure, and then it's just blown up to the global exposure now.
And in the last 24 hours, have you had much time to do any actual farming? Are you just on the phone all the time?
Definitely not. I've been answering phone calls for probably every 10 minutes in regards to Knickers and his ability to gain recognition globally.
The name obviously is unusual for a cow. Why is he called Knickers?
Well, we never sort of expected it to gain global recognition in the name of Knickers, but basically he had a mate in the field for in a Brahman steer, and his name was given the fact that he was a Brahman steer, his name was Bra, and so they were called Bra got named first, and Knickers got named second.
So it was Bra and Knickers. Makes perfect sense.
Bra and the top and bottom. Yeah. So yeah. Look, it wasn't something that we planned on getting exposure, but that's how it all worked out.
The future for Nickers, he will probably live out his day on your farm.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, Nickers is Nickers' status is definitely uplifted. Everything going forward, so I think he'll probably go into a different category now. And unbeknown to him, he's got a fair bit of exposure, but Nickers will see his time out on the farm. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you had any visitors who have wanted to come and see Nickers?
Look, we've had a lot of exposure going forward in regards to him, and look, we have to reevaluate the whole situation and just see what happens going forward with him. He may prop his head up somewhere along the line, so to speak. And we'll see where he ends up again.
Jeff Pearson is the farmer who owns Nickers, the giant steer. Jeff, thanks very much for talking to us today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card, making personal loans more personal.